So Chronicle is a really interesting movie. It's directed by a guy named Josh Trank, who this is actually his first movie, and it's written by Max Landis, who's actually the son of director John Landis. And it's the latest found footage movie. So we all know the genre, Blair Witch Project, Cloverfield, etc., etc. But what's interesting about Chronicle is that unlike pretty much every other found footage movie ever made, this isn't a horror movie. This is actually a superhero movie, and that's unusual for this genre. In fact, this may be what the first time that the found footage genre has ever tried another type of film besides horror. And Chronicle, like I said, it's very interesting. It's the idea of it is that these three high school kids, without giving away too much, come across something and which gives them superpowers, and then a good chunk of the movie is just kind of spent devoted to them, trying out their powers, having fun, joking around, just behaving like be really behaving like any teenager would if they got superpowers. And it's a lot of fun. It's entertaining and it's cool to watch and all that. But then the movie, again, I don't want to give anything away, but at a certain point in the movie, it starts going down a different direction. And what had started off as sort of a typical superhero movies that superhero movie meets high school drama slash comedy or whatever turns into something I think really I don't want to say profound because again I think that's a word that gets used a little too much but it gets turned into something really I'll say it. It gets turned into something really moving. Chronicle, this is the main one of the three boys is named Andrew, and Andrew is kind of the social outcast. The other two boys are, beloved by their students and their peers. They're relatively popular. But Andrew's not. Andrew's socially awkward. He doesn't have a lot of friends. He has an abusive dad. His mom's dying of, I think, cancer. The guy has it rough. And as the movie goes on, you really start to see what, not just what teenagers would do if they had superpowers, but under what's depending on the circumstances that these teenagers' lives were under, how that would affect the way they used their powers. And Andrew really becomes kind of a tragic figure. The movie does a really good job. Max Landis does a really good job of writing the story in a way that even though Andrew ends up doing things that, are hard to really root for, we understand him and we feel bad for him. And really, when the movie kind of reaches its breaking point, again, third time, not giving anything away, it really ends up having some overtones of like Columbine or the Virginia Tech, just very kind of these sobering, semi-disturbing elements. I mean, Andrew seems like the type of kid who could one day just bring a gun to school. I mean, we all know we've known those kids before. And it really gives Chronicle the film a really an edge that it really didn't need to go for, but I admire it for going for it. And it really helps to make the movie more than just a found footage superhero movie. It really becomes more than just a fun, let's watch teenagers goof around and and have fun with their powers. It really ends up becoming this. Well, I'll say yeah, it becomes a sad, like I said, really moving portrait of a kid that really just had a rough streak in life. And if what I'm saying is making the sound, it's making the movie sound like a complete downer, please, I'm sorry. It's not. It's actually, the movie is a lot of fun. It's extremely entertaining. It's really well made, really well written. I mean, it's one of those movies, the moment it ended, I kind of want to turn around and watch it again. I liked it so much. But I just thought I'd throw a few thoughts out there about some of the elements going on that are kind of driving the story. I think it's interesting that the writers and directors decided to make what could have very easily been a bit of a trifle, and they really gave it some real depth and some real I don't know, some real class, I thought. So I really like Chronicle. I think it's a really really good, really smart, and it has its heart in the right place. So yeah, I definitely recommend Chronicle. It's a good film. All right, guys, bye.